The Columbus High School football team getting ready for their state quarterfinal against Ellsworth on Friday night. And we're going to bring in head coach Andy Selgrad. Coach, big win over Baldwin Woodville last week after looking at the film. Did you like what you saw to your squad in that victory?
Yeah, it's definitely a hard-fought win. Baldwin Woodville is incredibly talented. They got a lot of good size, good speed. I knew going into that game it was going to be tough. And, you know, there's some things that we can definitely improve upon. But, you know, by and large, you know, when you score 55 points, you're never disappointed with that.
Coach, now, have you trailed much this season?
We have. We were trailing against Lodi. We were tied with Lake Mills. So, you know, we've had a couple games where we had some adversity. But, you know, I felt like we took a really good punch on Saturday and we responded well.
So, Coach, you got Ellsworth coming to town. They're the runner-ups from last year. They made it to Camp Randall, champions of that league that Baldwin Woodville was in. Just, you know, when you look at Ellsworth on paper, just and when you've seen them on film, what do you see from that squad?
You know, Ellsworth is a talented team. You know, that conference is really strong top to bottom and got a lot of respect for that conference. And, you know, like you said, they're the runners-up. So I guess defending runners-up, if that's even a thing. But, you know, even when you watch them play Catholic Memorial in the state game, they played with a lot of heart. They're very physical. And this team, though not the same, has a lot of similarities. You know, they like to run the ball. They got some big guys up front, some strong guys. They got a talented running back in Hines. And, you know, they got some really good receivers on top of it. So, you know, watching them against St. Croix, they really capitalized on their athleticism, their quickness, hit some timely passes, and they just, you know, ground and pound. And, you know, that's what they do. And they're going to be a very challenging team to face.
So defensively, what do they bring to the table? What challenges could they cause your offense on the defensive side of the football?
Although they run multiple fronts, and so that's always a little bit tricky. So, you know, we got to be able to adapt and overcome to what they present to us and be able to make sure that our paths are right, our calls are right, and that way we're all on the same page. So that right there is the challenging part of it, and that's been the case all season. You know, teams will change things up from what they would normally do, and so we've seen basically – you know, every front under the sun just to try and stop our run game. So they've got some big guys up front, and they're physical. And so we have to make sure that we're on top of our game. We got to make sure that we're communicating well and that we're executing efficiently.
You know, talking to a bunch of people were kind of surprised that this game stayed on Friday night, that Ellsworth didn't request to move to a Saturday game, considering that 4-hour-plus bus ride. So when you thought the game was, when you found out the game was going to be on Friday night, Coach, how do you adjust your schedule knowing that you have one last day?
We just keep doing what we do. So, you know, another day of rest would have been nice, but at the same time, we're back into our routine, and routine matters. And for me personally and for the team, you know, we want to get back in rhythm to what we've been used to all season. So, you know, whether it was Friday or Saturday, we're going to be ready, but, you know, we're right back to what we normally do.
Coach, what are some keys to the game if your squad wants to move on to the state semifinals?
Well, we got to match and exceed their physicality. We got to match and exceed their intensity. And we've got to make sure that we're just executing and communicating properly. We got to just bring our A game. I mean, this is a quality, talented football team that we're going to be facing. And we know they're going to be gunning for us. You know, I'm sure they feel like they deserve the one seed, and rightfully so. You know, they've had some, their only loss was against a Division II Richmond, New Richmond team. So they're right there at the top of Division IV as far as talent. And so we've just got to make sure that if they do some things well, we got to be able to respond. We can't back down. And so if we do all those things, if we execute and we do our job, I think that'll be a positive outcome for us.
Andy Selgrad, good luck to the Cardinals on Friday night, and thanks for the time.
All right, thank you, Wade.
Mike Tronson and Tim Haldeman have the call on 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge TV. Columbus and Ellsworth, the Division IV state quarterfinals.